right, adventurers, get those helmets strapped on. Today's deep dive is taking us straight into the heart of the Goblinverse. And you know what every brave Goblinverse explorer needs?
A trusty map.
Well, yeah, those are handy. But we're talking about something even more crucial, crypto wallets. Because you can't very well collect goblin gold if you've got nowhere to stash it, right?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
A crypto wallet is basically your treasure chest in the digital world, keeping your crypto safe and sound.
Exactly. Now, I know the term crypto wallet might sound a little intimidating at first.
Like something a digital dragon might guard, maybe.
Right. But believe me, it's way less intimidating than it sounds. By the end of this deep dive, you'll be navigating these wallets like a pro. And you've got our trusty guide, Goblin's Cash, to help us along the way. So what's the big deal with these wallets anyway?
Well, imagine trying to send or receive goblin gold, or any cryptocurrency for that matter, without a wallet. It'd be like trying to pay for your groceries by just throwing handfuls of coins at the cashier.
Chaos. Total goblin market chaos.
Exactly. A wallet gives you a secure address, a place to store your crypto, and a way to interact with the Goblinverse. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, it's important to remember that choosing a crypto wallet is kind of like choosing a treasure chest, right? Different chests offer different levels of security and have different purposes.
So no one size fits all here.
Nope. It all depends on your needs and risk tolerance. But don't worry, Goblin's Cash breaks down the main types of wallets beautifully.
Perfect. So let's start with the basics. Goblin's Cash mentions two main types of software wallets, custodial and self-custodial. Those are some pretty hefty words.
Don't let them scare you. Think of custodial wallets like those convenient bank vaults. You deposit your goblin gold, and the bank keeps it safe in their super secure facility. Super convenient, right?
Definitely. But what's the catch? There's always a catch, isn't there?
Well, the catch is that you're essentially trusting the bank, or in this case, the custodial wallet provider, to keep your crypto secure. You don't have direct control over your keys, which is like the password to your crypto.
So it's like I'm trusting them not to lose my key to the vault.
Exactly. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, we have self-custodial wallets. Now, this is where you become the guardian of your own treasure. You hold the keys, literally, but with great power.
Comes great responsibility. I knew that was coming.
Of course. Goblin's Cash is very clear about this. With self-custodial wallets, that recovery phrase they talk about, it's crucial. Like, write it down and store it in a fireproof safe, crucial.
Because that recovery phrase, IS the key, right? Mm-hmm. Lose that and your goblin gold is gone forever.
Exactly. It's like the master password to your digital riches. Now, the guide mentions that these self-custodial wallets are pretty much essential if you want to dive into the wild world of DeFi apps.
DeFi apps. I think we need a quick refresher on those.
Right. DeFi stands for decentralized finance. Think of DeFi apps as tools or platforms built on the blockchain that allow you to do all sorts of cool things with your crypto, like lending it out, earning interest.
Ooh, so like putting my goblin gold to work for me.
Exactly. But the key thing is that with DeFi apps, you're interacting directly with the blockchain, not through a third party like with those custodial wallets. So that's why you need that self-custodial wallet. It gives you that direct access.
Got it. Now, I've got to ask about these hardware wallets. I mean, they sound serious, like Fort Knox levels of security.
They're pretty close. Basically, imagine a physical device, kind of like a USB stick, but specifically designed to store your crypto keys offline.
Offline. So no internet connection at all.
Nope. And that's what makes them so secure. Goblin's Cash explains it perfectly. Even if your computer gets hacked, your keys are safe and sound because they're not connected to the internet.
Wow. So hackers would basically need to physically steal the device to get to my crypto.
Pretty much. Goblin's Cash even lists some popular hardware wallet brands, Ledger and Trezor, if you're interested.
I actually just got a Ledger recently. It feels kind of cool, honestly, like I'm holding a little piece of the future.
Right. They do give that sense of tangibility, which is funny because we're talking about digital assets. But even with a hardware wallet, remember, that recovery phrase is still the most important thing.
Don't worry. That phrase is engraved in my memory and maybe also stored in three separate hidden locations just in case.
That's the spirit. So to sum it up, custodial wallets are like your easy-to-use bank vaults. Self-custodial wallets give you more control but also require more responsibility. And hardware wallets are like the Fort Knox of the crypto world.
Amazing. So once our listeners have their wallet situation sorted out, they're basically ready to dive headfirst into everything the Goblinverse has to offer.
Absolutely. Trading Goblinverse tokens, exploring those DeFi apps, even just holding on to their goblin gold long term. It all starts with a secure and reliable crypto wallet. And hey, don't forget to check out the Goblin's Cash Guide for some helpful visuals, especially that section on connecting your wallet to the Goblinverse.
Yeah, that view larger image link is a lifesaver. All right, so as we wrap up our deep dive here, what's the one thing you really want our listeners to take away from all of this?
Honestly, it's this. The best crypto wallet is the one that aligns with your individual needs and your comfort level. Don't get caught up in what everyone else is doing. Do your research, assess your risk tolerance, and choose a wallet that lets you sleep soundly at night, knowing your Goblin Gold or any other crypto you decide to collect along the way is safe and sound.
Solid advice. Choosing a crypto wallet is a personal decision, just like choosing your path through the exciting and sometimes unpredictable Goblinverse. As you continue your crypto adventure, remember that a little preparation goes a long way. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and until next time, happy exploring.